Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, National Guard Chief predicts thousands will be activated. VA closes regional benefits offices. Trump calls on Syrian government to free journalist Marine Austin Tice. Pentagon to provide respirators, masks, and ventilators to fight coronavirus. And the VA says COVID-19 could affect 20% of its patients. This is the Back Brief for March 20th, 2020. Elizabeth Howe reports National Guard Chief predicts thousands will be activated. As of this Thursday, 2,050 members of the National Guard have been activated in 23 states to provide personnel, facilities, or other support to civilian forces fighting coronavirus. That number could double by this weekend, according to the Chief of the National Guard Bureau, General Joseph Langiel. Quote, "When there's a hurricane, you can see it on a map. You have a sense of how hard the storm will hit and how long the storm will last," Langiel said at a Pentagon press briefing on Thursday. COVID-19 is like we have 54 separate hurricanes in every state and territory in the District of Columbia. Some are Category 5, some are Category 3s, and some are Category 1s, end quote. Meaning Langiel does not yet know in what capacity and what numbers members of the National Guard will be needed. But he anticipates tens of thousands will be activated to respond to the situation, which the country has seen quickly blossom. Currently activated members of the National Guard are supporting the fight against coronavirus in a number of ways. In New York, guardsmen are distributing food. In South Florida, 500 soldiers are assisting sample collection. Quote, "Going forward, we expect the role of the National Guard will continue to grow and evolve to meet the country's needs during this historic pandemic," Langiel said. "We remain flexible and committed to whatever mission we are called to do." The 450,000 total members of the National Guard are stationed in almost every zip code, according to Langiel. And in those zip codes is where they should stay. To federalize the Guard in response to this pandemic, Langiel said, would be a mistake. Quote, "That would make no sense in this situation," Langiel said, a flood of recommendations that the president take control of the Guard's resources. "The best use of the National Guard is to use the National Guard for the unique authorities that it has, and that it is to remain under the command control of the networks in the states. When disaster strikes, we don't have to mobilize from some base. We pack a lunch. We go to work because we are already there in these communities," Langiel added. At this time, no formal request to federalize the National Guard has been made. Julia Ladeau reports, VA closes regional benefits offices. The coronavirus pandemic has led the Veterans Benefits Administration to close its regional offices throughout the country for services to the public beginning Thursday. According to a Department of Veterans Affairs release, offices will no longer accept walk-ins for claims assistance, scheduled appointments, counseling, and other in-person services. The decision protects older veterans with underlying conditions and employees, the release states. Veterans can access benefits information by visiting va.gov or by calling 1-800-827-1000. Abby Bennett reports, Trump calls on Syrian government to free journalist Marine Austin Tice. During a press briefing on Thursday, President Donald Trump called on the Syrian government to free journalist and Marine Austin Tice. Tice has been held in Syria for 7 years and 218 days. He turned 38 last August. During an announcement that his administration had secured the release of an American imprisoned in Lebanon, Trump said recovering Americans held captive abroad continues to be a top priority for my administration. That includes Tice, he said. Quote, we have one young gentleman, Austin Tice. We're working very hard with Syria to get him out, Trump said. We hope the Syrian government will do that. We are counting on them to do that. Trump said his administration had, quote, written a letter just recently. He's been there for a long time. He was captured long ago. The president said the United States has done a lot for Syria and asked the country to, quote, please work with us. We would appreciate you letting him out. It would be very much appreciated if they would let Austin Tice out immediately. Alice Massimi reports, Pentagon to provide respirators, masks, and ventilators to fight coronavirus. U.S. officials have talked about the shortage of ventilators to help treat patients with the virus. Esper admitted the 2,000 ventilators will not put a dent in the number needed based on some profiles he has been presented by the CDC. Esper also said he has asked the Navy to prepare the military's two hospital ships, the USNS Comfort and the USNS Mercy, for deployment. The ships, however, are more focused on treating trauma than infectious disease. Quote, our capabilities are focused on trauma, so whether it is our field hospitals or hospital ships, they are focused on trauma. They don't have the space, the segregated space you need to deal with infectious diseases, explained Esper. Esper says one of the ways they are looking to use hospital ships and field hospitals is to take the pressure off civilian hospitals when it comes to trauma cases to open up civilian hospital rooms for infectious diseases. While there has been no request for active duty service members, Esper did point out National Guard members have been activated in 18 states. In many cases, the National Guard will help with the logistics and planning. Abby Bennett reports the VA says COVID-19 could affect 20% of its patients. The Department of Veterans Affairs plans to ask Congress for more emergency cash after telling lawmakers as many as one in five of its veteran patients could need additional care because of COVID-19. Congressional staff told Connecting Vets that on March 16th, VA leaders disclosed to lawmakers that VA planned to request an additional $16.6 billion in the next emergency supplemental bill. The additional funds are based on an assumption that 20% of its current patients may eventually need additional care because of the coronavirus outbreak. VA leaders told lawmakers that could be a worst-case scenario. VA told lawmakers they may ask for more money for IT-related needs, but didn't provide further details. VA officials did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief, so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.